This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Graham's new message titled, Arise, Take Your Place. There are some things on this earth that absolutely have to be changed, have to be prayed out, and have to be done by a church that is rising to her place. We will have to come up to this place and aspire to move in the plan for the Church of Glory. Listen now as Sister Billy shares about this place and how we must rise to this higher realm in God.
But in that room was Mickey Jameson, Peterson, Bobby and Loyal Furry, Doc and Allie Honeyager, Philip and Fern Halverson. I'm sure I could think of some more that were there. Blaine and Helen Ambergy. And about 150, of course, Buddy and Pat Harrison and the family, the Hagen family. And I was there. Now, I didn't at all understand when he prophesied to Brother Halverson. I didn't even know Brother Halverson, let alone did I know what this prophecy meant. But here's the prophecy he gave Brother Halverson that day. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the day of preparation is almost over, that is, in the life of some who stand here, even in the life of Brother Halverson. The day of preparation is not a time when you understand all that is given unto you or all that is said unto you. But as you take steps of faith, though feeble they may be, you will eventually come unto the place. And the day of preparation is over, and almost you stand in that place. And then there shall come not just glimpses of light, and not just beams of light, and not just a small revelation, but there shall come the full blaze of the glory of His revealing Spirit unto thee. And thou shalt know more and more, and thou shalt show more and more. And thou shalt pray more and more, and shall go more and more into prominence. In these days, the ministry of the seer and the prophet shall come, and those who have been in the preparatory stage shall into the fullness of ministry come. Then he ministers to Sister Grace, and then he switches back over to ministering to all of us and to the church and to you, of course. Because this time we're in now is in it. And the realm of the unseen shall swallow up the seen. And those who do know God shall walk in the realm of the Spirit. For the realm of the Spirit is the realm of the unseen. And they shall see and they shall know. And even some in this place shall be transported like the Spirit, by the Spirit, like Philip, and be found in another place. My daughter Shelley has had this experience. She was a little girl coloring on the back row, 9 years old. And some will say, why, they were only here 10 minutes ago, and now they're found way over there. The eyes of the spiritually blind shall be opened and enlightened to see. Many shall mock, but the word of the Lord shall come unto thee. And hearing His voice, thou shalt respond, and the gifts of the Spirit in the fullness of their power shall come, and they shall be manifested unto thee and through thee. And miracles shall you see, and signs and wonders too, for the Lord shall work through you. Do not doubt, but rather let your heart receive that which the Spirit doth say unto the church. And let your heart hungry be, and seek thou, saith He, me. And thou shalt find, and thou shalt go, and thou shalt speak, and the Lord shall show you things to come. And men will give heed unto you. and you shall see that eventually the great day of the Lord shall come, and you shall be prepared and ready, and his work consummated shall be. I receive this word for us today. I didn't have sense to receive it then, but I receive it. Bless the Lord. He speaks to us about what's happening in the 60s in our nation. Darkness in the nation, and darkness came, but the great light. There is a stream of darkness that flows, but there's a stream of life that you know. Let the stream flow. Yea, even the stream of the Spirit, like a mighty river, shall it flow and flow and flow. And everywhere it doth go, it will bring life, life and light. So let it flow. Let it flow into you. Let it flow out of you. For the Spirit of God, like a mighty river, does flow, and it shall refresh, and it shall bless. And thou shalt see the Lord has a work to do, and it shall be done through you. I just wonder, Brother Copeland, did you get the full import of that day? No. But it came to pass. Here you sit. Can I tell what you told me just before we came on here about your e-page and what's happened, your work? The web page? And just look what he did to people that didn't even know hardly anything. We were hungry. We were coming on, but our level wasn't up high enough even to say amen at this. I just can't tell you how it moves me to see all these things and what has happened. And he said to Brother Halverson, eventually you shall come to this place. You shall come to the place. He said it twice. Well, we got to know Brother Halverson very, very well and work with him much and pray with him much. And in 1984, we had four prayer meetings, actually. In 1983, we started in L.A. The Lord said, go to the north, south, east, and west. So the south, we went to the Astrodome, and they'd grown by now, and had a great prayer meeting there. And when Brother Halverson came home from that prayer meeting, it was late at night, and he was a little weary, so he just put down the bags, and he went and got into the bed. But when he laid down in the bed, his body laid down, but his spirit did not. It sat up, and then ascended, and it went up. And he, as he told it to us, he said, I went up, 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 and I joined a group of people who were praising the Lord. And he said, he had a little Norwegian accent, which I can't do. He said, they were marching into God. And I joined them, and I was so happy because for the first time, my body didn't hold me back. I could go as high as I wanted to go in worshiping and praising God. Hallelujah. Think of Brother Hagin. Oh, glory. He's probably run all over heaven. He loved running down here. Oh, glory. Brother Halverson said, I was just enjoying it, so I was marching into God. And he said, but I heard the sound of war. And I looked aside. I've got witnesses down here. They know this is all true, what I'm telling you. Don't you fall on, don't you, Clyde? Yeah, he told you directly. And he heard war. And he looked to the side and he saw a big warring angel. And it looked like it had been in many battles. And it said, come with me. And he didn't want to go with him. He wants to stay in the group that's marching into God. And the Lord told him, you must go. So he went with them. And he said, and then he joined a group of warring angels in the heavenlies, high heavenlies. And he said, I realize that I step in and out of this every day in prayer. When I went with them, I knew that I stepped into that every single day in prayer. You remember I told you about that power that would come on him? He's probably warring things and getting victories for the Copeland meeting that we were having. But he said, I stepped in and out. I know this realm. And those warring angels took him over every, not every place, but took him to the places over the earth that knew the greatest combat, where the fiercest battles were taking place. I do not remember all the places he told me. I'd like to get with you two if you remember more. But I do remember that he said Indonesia. And in those days, I didn't really know too much about the problems in Indonesia, such as we know now. That was one of the places, he said, of the fiercest battle. But then they took him to the place of the fiercest, most fierce battle of all. And the place of the most fierce battle of all was over Jerusalem, and it was over the Temple Mount. And he entered into them. Every time I go to that Temple Mount, I look up and I think about the battle over that place. It's even playing out here below, as we have the European Union and the United Nations, and we have people weighing in over who should get that Temple Mount and who should get that Holy Land. So there's a fierce battle from Satan to keep God's word from coming to pass over the Jews having that land and having that Temple Mount. That Temple Mount is quite a place. Bless the Lord. And so when he came back into his bed, he said, Lord, I have to have some scripture for this that's just happened to me. And the Lord said, call Billy Brim. So the next day he called me, and I was sitting in one of our little upstairs bedroom offices, which also was a bedroom still. You scooted over the bed and made way for the desk. And I remember sitting there, and God was showing me something. And I could hardly believe what I was seeing in the Word. But when Brother Halverson called me, I knew it was God indeed telling me this. And we put it together, what happened to him and what I saw in the Word. So if you will turn with me to Zechariah chapter 3. Now, the book of Zechariah is a prophetic book that begins where the Jews were right then. They were coming back after only a small number of them, 42,500, came back. Millions stayed in Babylon, but 42,500 came back to build the second temple. And Haggai and Zechariah were prophets, you know, while they were building that temple. And Zechariah then prophesied from where the Jews were then right on up until the Messiah comes and puts his feet on the Mount of Olives. The nations are judged, and the millennium. So it's quite a prophetic book. Now in this, the Jews have come home.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, Arise, Take Your Place. This new 8-tape cassette album is now available for only $40. To order this series, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.